When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2044, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, if you're wondering about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. Oh, and I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show, plus get rewarded for sending in your question. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Rebecca writes, "Hello, I'm curious to know your thoughts on a plant-based diet. I've watched Forks Over Knives and a few other documentaries that talk about how damaging animal-based products can be on our bodies. It seems so easy and almost too good to be true. Why wouldn't everyone follow these types of diets? Thanks for all you do." Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Rebecca. Now, if you're not familiar with the documentary Forks Over Knives, here's a brief explanation. The filmmakers discuss the benefit of consuming a plant-based diet, basically a vegetarian-type diet. To their credit, the filmmakers do base what they say on published research. Much of this research was authored by T. Colin Campbell, a former professor at Cornell University. Dr. Campbell conducted his research in China and compared the diets and health statuses among folks living in different provinces. He discovered that those that consumed mainly a plant-based diet instead of a diet full of animal-based proteins like meat, poultry, eggs, milk, yogurt, and so on, were healthier. They often didn't experience the same chronic diseases like heart disease, and they were less likely to be overweight or obese. He eventually summarized these findings into a book called The China Study. So again, what does this have to do with the documentary Forks Over Knives? Well, much of what was presented in the documentary is based on the findings discussed in this book, The China Study. The filmmakers actually interviewed Dr. Campbell quite extensively to discuss his research and what it all means. Now back to your question, Rebecca. Is it now accurate to say that following a plant-based diet will help improve our health or help someone lose weight or prevent many of these chronic diseases? To say that by simply following a plant-based diet will contribute to all of these beneficial effects is an overstatement. Not everyone will experience these effects by following a diet that's proposed in movies like Forks Over Knives. What we also know is that many of these chronic diseases are related to body weight. Now, by following a plant-based diet, many will lose weight, but not everyone will. When it comes to weight loss, it's really about math: calories consumed minus calories burned. So if consuming a plant-based diet will lead to fewer calories consumed, it will lead to weight loss. If too many calories are consumed, plant-based diet or not, weight gain will be the result. Again, this math applies no matter what type of diet the person's following: plant-based, keto, Mediterranean, you name it. And I'll give you an example. I once had a patient that was interested in becoming a vegetarian. not necessarily for weight loss, but because they wanted to improve their overall health. They saw a similar documentary and thought vegetarianism is the way to go. That's never a problem, but when I saw them for a follow-up visit some weeks later, and when I asked them how the transition was going and what they'd been eating, check out what they said. "Oh, it's been great. For breakfast, I'll have a large bowl of oatmeal with a glass of orange juice, and then for lunch, I'll have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a cup of dried fruit on the side, and then dinners are usually a bowl of pasta with a bread roll on the side." Okay, so technically, it would be accurate to say the person was eating a plant-based diet. Definitely includes vegetarian-type foods. Everything they consumed came from a plant, not an animal. But what I discovered was this individual actually gained weight since starting their plant-based diet. And again, this was because even though they were consuming plant-based foods, their portions were too big, which led to too many calories being consumed. And by adding extra pounds to their frame, they were actually increasing their risk for disease. And yes, while this was technically a plant-based vegetarian diet, something critical was missing: the vegetables. Instead of saying this person was following a vegetarian diet, it would be much more accurate to say they were following a carb-atarian diet. Now, I want to be clear. Carbs alone do not lead to weight gain. Again, it all comes down to calories consumed versus calories burned. Plus, not all vegetables are high in carbohydrates. Some of the commonly consumed vegetables that are higher in carbohydrate would be things like corn, peas, potatoes, both regular and sweet potatoes, and squash. But many vegetables are actually quite low in carbohydrate. For example, leafy greens like lettuce, kale, and spinach are very low in carbohydrate. Mushrooms, tomatoes, bell peppers, cucumbers, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and onions are also very low in carbohydrate. And at the same time, vegetables contain water and fiber, which helps us feel full. Plus, they're naturally low in calories. So what ends up happening when we consume lots of vegetables is we'll feel full because of the water and the fiber, and because they're naturally low in calories, we end up increasing our chances for weight loss, and we get lots of vitamins and minerals too. So going back to what I said before, saying that everyone will have a reduced risk for chronic disease if they follow a plant-based diet is an overgeneralization. To answer your question, Rebecca, it is too simple. It really depends on what types of foods we're consuming, the quality of diet. Carbs alone will not lead to weight gain, but consuming more vegetables, for the reasons I just mentioned, might help someone lose weight, or it might not. Now, what about fruit? We hear a lot of bad things about fruit. Fruit is naturally high in carbohydrate, mostly in the form of natural sugars. Sugar is a type of carbohydrate. But whole fruit is also a great source of those two things that I really like, fiber and water. Those add to our feelings of satiety. When we consume dried fruits or we drink juices, we lose some of that water or some of that fiber, which can lead to us over-consuming those products. Consuming too much of anything can lead to weight gain, increased disease risk. You get the idea. What I recommend then is for most people to consume whole fruit instead of juices. Go easy on the dried fruit and aim to get about 3 servings of total fruit per day. Now, what's 1 serving? Well, it does vary depending on the type of fruit, but if we're talking about like circular round fruits, a medium-sized apple or orange, for example, would be about the size of your fist. So when you're shopping for apples, oranges, peaches, again, really any round fruit, hold it up with 1 hand, make a fist with your other hand, and compare them. If the piece of fruit is larger than your fist, it's more than 1 serving. If it's smaller than your fist, it's less than 1 serving. Now, if we're talking berries, strawberries, for example, 12 large strawberries would count as a serving. Or if you do like dried fruit, you can consume it. I would just stick to 1/2 cup because that would be considered 1 serving. Now, what about protein? When folks go plant-based, they often worry about getting enough protein. We've learned from lots and lots of studies that those that follow a mostly plant-based diet get plenty of protein each day. They also tend to get the kinds of protein that help build muscle. One of the biggest myths in the fitness industry is that animal proteins are necessary for muscle growth. What many don't realize is that plant-based proteins often contain the same amino acids, and really amino acids are the most important when it comes to muscle growth, as animal-based proteins. So with all of that said, here's the bottom line. Following a plant-based diet may not necessarily reduce disease risk or lead to weight loss. It's really about the quality of that plant-based diet and total calories consumed. And so to summarize, Rebecca, it does seem a bit too good to be true. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question. Now, if you send your questions in, and if you're in the U.S., we'll physically mail you a copy of our 216-page hardcover workbook totally free. Now, if you're outside of the U.S., we'd be happy to provide an electronic version. So remember, you can email a question by sending it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much in advance for sending me your questions. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.